Hello, I'm Kate and I'm going to read the editorial written by Christopher Swan, and it starts with a quote from Dr. Samuel Johnson. There is nothing as yet been contrived by men by which so much happiness is produced as by a good tavern or inn. At the turn of October, Benson should hopefully, and COVID willing, more than satisfy the good doctor's sentiments. With the Horseshoes thriving, the Crown, all spruced up and shipshape, will open its doors again, and we, the residents, will be spoiled for choice. There is even a nano-brewery planned where the secrets of the ancient ale will be for all to discover. There is a struggle for normality as the months drag on, and we all need to feel optimism as the nights draw in and the warmth that sustained us through lockdown wanes. We could stare at the bottom of the empty glass in the vain hope of solving the riddle of humanity, or we can fill that glass and drink to the future. I felt that whiff of normality as I took our daughter back to university to study for her master's, a choice she made before lockdown, and a wise one in these times of severe youth unemployment. The car was as usual stuffed with her, well, clothes and makeup. The journey on the motorways and the sights that passed reminded us of years gone by. And then the house, her housemates, the hotel we always stay in, and the restaurant we always eat in brought that past normality back in a flood of memory. There is hope if we look hard. It is there if we don't panic. It is there at the end of the dark tunnel we have been forced into. Many of my friends are performers and artists, and their fate in these past months has driven many of them into poverty, avoided only if they change career, if there is one to be had. I asked Mark Wilkin to reflect on this, and you can read his piece on page 10. To say times are challenging is an understatement. To see so much talent unable to express itself is heartbreaking. The frustrations of this sea of uncertainty make us less happy and give us little to look forward to. The sense that Christmas is threatened is almost unbearable, but there will be another to enjoy if we make it through next year. And the release of joy will be more profound the longer we are made to wait for it. There is a chill in the air now. I stand in my garden and reflect on the joy it brought us as the fates decided that the weather at least should be good, even if we had nowhere to go and no one to see. But the effort of sustaining the roses, the vegetables, the flowers and the grasses has left it exhausted, and you can sense it gathering in its skirts to take a long rest until spring summons it back and unleashes it with energy renewed. And Christopher finishes with a poem, which is An October Garden by Christina Rossetti. In my autumn garden, I was fain to mourn among my scattered roses. Alas for that last rosebud, which uncloses to autumn's languid sun and rain, when all the world is on the wane, which has not felt the sweet constraint of June, nor heard the nightingale in tune. Broad-faced asters, by my garden walk, you are but coarse, compared with roses, more choice, more dear that rosebud which encloses, faint-scented, pinched upon its stalk, that least and last which cold winds balk, a rose it is, though least, and last of all, a rose to me, though at the fall.